Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile. And although we've seen them quite a bit already this year, we haven't had a chance to really hear about them from the voice of the Toledo Walleye. That is Matt Melzack. And a little bit of a fun fact, this is Matt and my 100th game going head-to-head in the last 12 seasons. I can't believe that we've seen each other that much. And, well, I think we pretty much know everything that needs to be known about either hockey team tonight, too.
I think you're right. And A, DJ, I can't believe you've kept track of that. B, we also know who owns the all-time record compared head-to-head.
Which is you, of course. Yeah,
of course.
We'll see if the Nailers can't turn that thing around. The Walleye have turned things around in quite a big way lately. We looked at you guys a few weeks ago, three games under 500, now a game over 500. What's been one of the biggest things that stuck out to you to lead to the turnaround?
Well, A, I mean, scoring a few more goals always helps, right? Your team's been able to do the same thing. And when we saw you a month ago, both of us were at the bottom of the entire league, really, in scoring. That's kind of changed a little bit. And two, I think, you know, when you're playing a young goaltender, as you know, you've been through this many a year, and we are with Sebastian Kosa, he's going to have some up and downs. And lately, he's been on the up. And you got John Lethemon, who's coming off of an injury, and he's slowly getting himself up to speed, played very well in Norfolk last Friday. You know, and Sebastian Kosa won two games. He's won three in a row, actually, including beating Indy here a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, those guys are starting to get a little bit more stability there, and that helps everything down the line, as you've known. I mean, Toledo, we've been blessed the last few years with having, you know, Pat Nagel and Billy Christopoulos and Jeff Lurg before that. I mean, that's a position that has to be solidified at all times for you to be a successful team year in, year out. And, you know, it's just taken those guys a little while, and you expect that. Kosa, when he starts, 19 years old. Never played in the pro ranks. You knew he was going to be, you know, have some up and downs, and he did. And now he's starting to figure that out a little bit. Of course, he's up in the American League right now, but, you know, a guy that I think we'll see again down the line.
You mentioned the lack of the goal scoring at the beginning of the year, and we know guys like Brandon Hawkins. We know John Albert's going to get his fair share. Hensick, huge loss. I don't think you can overstate that enough. Also, what about Randy Gazzola in terms of the blue line scoring?
Yeah, you know, I think an underrated part of the game from last year for the Toledo Walleye, and even the year when he first made his pro debut was, you know, obviously with Toledo. And, you know, he's a guy that was so good at quarterbacking things on the D side. And you have to find that new player. Now, Gordy Meyer has, you know, kind of developed a little more into that role, and you've seen that. You know, Tommy Perrin picked up his third goal of the year on the road trip down in Virginia. So as you're trying to see who that guy is going to be. And, you know, DJ, every year changes, and guys change. Even though we brought back a lot of guys from last year's team, there was also had to be a change in certain spots. And Randy Gazzola is one of those. You mentioned TJ Hensick. Come on, that guy, I mean, he could probably be 45 and still playing in this league. And, you know, he's decided not to play now. So, you know, at some point, you're going to hit that point as a player. But he was still super productive as a guy in his later 30s last year. So it's hard to fully replace those guys. And it takes time for younger players to get into that role. We've seen Joseph Nardi really come into his own the last few weeks as a young player. That's only going to continue to get better.
The old saying is that imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And I always remember when you guys had the conference final series against Colorado. You felt like you got pushed around, and one of the biggest takeaways for that going into the following year was you wanted to get tougher. Was there something after last year going to the finals playing Florida, was there something that you took away from that series or that Dan Watson did that the Walleye want to try and utilize this year for a better shot at getting over the hump?
You know, I think that overall, you know, defensive side of the puck that, you know, even though our number was good last year, I think in the finals they were able to get a lot of really good scoring opportunities in front of Billy Christopoulos. And that, you know, that's one area that I think Dan wanted to improve in a little bit and get a little better at that end of it. And also offensively, when you go against a great goaltender, and we did that in the finals, you've got to get heavy to the front of the net. That part of the game, you know, and sometimes that can lead to lower scoring during the regular season, but it might help you more so when the game does change, because we know it. Playoffs is like a total different season, and goal scoring becomes very hard to come by, and you have to be able to get goals in front of the net. You have to get traffic there. You have to get players there. And, you know, maybe you don't see that as readily in the regular season, but when you get to the playoffs, that's how goals are scored.
One of my favorite things to ask, and you've had a chance now to see Wheeling six times. This will be your seventh. So to be able to not hear it necessarily from my mouth, because I can paint pictures however I want for the home fans, but what have you noticed in the first six head-to-head games that you think could be a strength for Wheeling and could be a weakness for Wheeling going forward?
I'm going to tell you right now, I think a strength for the Wheeling Nailers, it's twofold. To me, it's depth. I think all the way throughout your lineup is very solid. And also, you had a very hardworking team. And that obviously comes from your head coach, Derek Army, who I called many a game when he played for the Wheeling Nailers. And that was his mentality. He was you always knew he was going to give you everything he had every game. And that has translated to this team on the ice for the Wheeling Nailers. I think the only spot that I could see where, you know, I'd like to see them get better in is probably between the pipes a little bit there. I think there's some up and downs there. But again, we're talking about young goaltenders, just like we're mentioning with Toledo, same thing. It is kind of that, you know, I mean, you look at Taylor Gauthier, who's playing tonight. Really great against us one time, not so great another time. It's up and down a little bit. And when that solidifies, I think there's not a lot of holes for the Nailers.
Kenlyn's got her first Christmas this week. What are you most looking forward to? Is there a present that you can't wait to see her open?
You know, my wife and I did one thing. We said, all right, a lot of people are going to get her stuff. You know, she's going to be overloaded with a lot of stuff from others, you know, which is great. You know, family, they can't wait to get her things. So we did where we were each allowed to get her one gift, and it had to be something she could use down the road. So I don't want to give away what I got her, though, but it's good.
Down the road. Hopefully it's not a car. But Matt, I really appreciate a couple minutes of your time. I hope you have an absolute Merry Christmas, and we'll have a blast with our 100th head-to-head battle tonight.
Same to you, DJ. I'll have the car delivered to your house probably maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
That sounds good. That is Walleye broadcaster Matt Melzack, our Unified Bank profile tonight. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.